And rather than go on at length about the effects of the storm, which affected large numbers of people in the Rogue Valley in particular, let's hear from someone who works for an agency that is right in the middle of this weather event and plenty more through the course of an average winter. ODOT, the Oregon Department of Transportation, is hard at work trying to keep roads open and safe. This storm is giving some particular challenges, as you heard. Gary Leeming is a public affairs specialist with ODOT and our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
So how unusual an event is this when we're talking about 8 inches of snow in Medford?
Well, it's very unusual. I think the Weather Service came out and said this is the biggest snowfall we've had since 1919, I believe. So it's definitely region-wide and all the way up into the Willamette Valley.
So it pretty much goes without saying that the list of problem areas grows substantially for ODOT in a situation like this.
Indeed. Yes. Yeah, so, we've been managing to keep the state system as clear as we can, and we've pulled resources in from our High Cascades area up by Diamond Lake to assist. But, Klamath County, Douglas County, even Reedsport, I understand, had 4 inches of snow this morning. So it's a big event. There's not a lot of resources to pull from in that event.
All right, so we'll talk about resources just a bit. Let's talk specifically about the Siskiyou Summit, because I noticed that as of last report, it was actually closed for the first 11 miles in Oregon southbound.
Right. California asked us last night about 6 to hold traffic at Ashland due to blizzard conditions in the corridor between Ashland and Redding. As of right now, there's been conference calls throughout the night. We're still holding traffic for them. There's another call scheduled for 9:30, and we hope to get that lifted by 10 a.m. The big problem for them currently is the Anderson grade between Collier Park, or rest area, I should say, and the Klamath River and Wairika. It's very steep, and they've got some big rigs that are just having problems there. So hopefully they'll get those cleared out of there and get the interstate open.
I guess that's a useful thing for people to remember. It's not just the Siskiyou Summit, because once you clear the Siskiyou Summit, you head down by the Klamath River, come up out of it onto that Anderson grade you're talking about that separates the Klamath River from Wairika, and that is very steep and nasty. So are you saying then that this hour we're talking about the freeway being closed southbound for 14 hours plus?
Yes. Yeah, we were asked to close it last night at about 6, thinking it would be just a temporary hold due to the blizzard conditions, but... there's been multiple conference calls throughout the night, and they just haven't been able to open that knot yet.
All right, so that's southbound I-5. What's the situation with northbound I-5 over the mountains?
Yeah, northbound Caltrans closed to traffic there just north of Redding at Fondale, and so that's also been held. I know that at 8 a.m. they are talking about gradually releasing traffic that's been waiting at Wairika, and also metering traffic northbound from Redding as well. So it's starting to open up very gradually northbound, but as of right now, we're still holding traffic at Ashland southbound.
Gary Leeming, talk about that level of coordination. It has become more comprehensive over the years, hasn't it, about how you talk to each other, about when to close and where to close?
Right. So there's a coordination that occurs between agencies and between states, between Caltrans, CHP, and Oregon, or ODOT, and OSP. And whenever the weather arises, we get on the phone and our dispatch centers talk and we get the managers involved. And so ideally we help each other out just in the coordination. And the main reason for that is we want to hold traffic in areas where travelers can find services, where there's motels, restaurants, where they can stay safe versus, continuing to drive them into that corridor into the Weed Mount Shasta area and then the Sacramento River Canyon, where there really are no services. And so the idea is we don't want to strand people in their cars on the side of the road. We want to keep them out of that.
All right. You don't want to spend the night, for example, in Gibson, where there's really nothing there other than a nice look at the river.
Yeah. You see the trucks around exit 14 in Ashland there, and a lot of them, they'll just pull over and hunker down for the night. But if travelers do make it to the checkpoint there at exit 11, we'll turn them around and get them back into Ashland. And at the same time, when this occurs, we light up our message boards all the way up towards Eugene and Albany, and notify travelers that, you know, the interstate is closed, and that's their cue to then, you know, find services in those areas as well.
So Gary, give me an idea of aside from what goes on in the mountains, which are always going to be tricky when the weather turns heavy. I mean, you got snow down to sea level here. You're talking 4 inches in Reedsport overnight. What kind of equipment does ODOT or any other agency, for that matter, have in terms of things like snow plows and snow removal equipment that would be common if we lived in Michigan, for example, but isn't necessarily here?
Well, you're right. I mean, our area is not geared up for such a major event as this. And so, you know, while we can keep our state highways open, we still have to prioritize our roadways, obviously I-5 being, you know, the top of the pinnacle. For county roads and city streets, that's a whole different matter. Many communities, they don't have plows, they don't have sand or de-icers. And so, you know, once you get off the main highways, the roadway conditions deteriorate. And so, you know, that's why we've been suggesting to people today is just don't travel unless you absolutely have to. And then, as you noted, on top of the snow, we're going to get the clearing, and then the temperatures are going to drop. And so the pack on the city streets and the county roads, and even to a degree on some of our state highways, we're going to have snowpack and ice. And so travel is still going to be a problem, at least until the weekend, when the forecasters are saying temperatures are going to moderate.
Okay, so we are on Wednesday talking about potential driving hazards through the rest of the work week. You mentioned, Gary, pulling in crews from Diamond Lake. How far away will crews travel within ODOT's realm to assist other regions that do have heavy weather?
Well, it depends on the storm, and obviously we'll marshal our resources where we can. For instance, if this was just a Rogue Valley event or Southern Oregon event, we'd pull resources down from either over from Klamath Falls or down from the Eugene area, and vice versa. In you know, several weeks ago, if you recall, before Christmas, the Willamette Valley and Portland area, they were locked up
with the ice storm.
And so we shifted our resources accordingly up towards the Willamette Valley to assist. To assist those highways in the Willamette Valley, just because they didn't have enough plows and resources. And so as an agency, we have that luxury. We can coordinate resources and pre-stage and also send resources to those areas when the event necessitates.
All right, so a really big storm. Again, 8 inches of snow in Medford. You mentioned that the Weather Service had said to ODOT this is probably the biggest snowfall since 1919. I-5 closed southbound at milepost 11 on the Oregon side, and just a lot of work left ahead. Gary Leeming is a public affairs specialist with ODOT. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, you're welcome, and just stay warm and safe out there.
All right, that's the best advice. Thanks, Gary.